Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chal Daf Chof Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlish in the middle of Aloha Aleph. In the previous Daf, we learned regarding what Lindus HaKoyanus. They taught the woman married to Koyanim that many women brought them their Iso, their dough, to do a Foshos Chal, how to do the Chal. So they said, right away you take out Chal over here, but say that the Chal will be Chal only once everything here becomes part of the dough. Because the parts of the dough, they're not chayav and chalo. But for example, flour that no water went into it. So once everything, you have a big pile of dough over here, then the chalo will work. That's what they told the Quranists to do. Says the Gemara now, Omar Rav Yosi, Nira Dvorim Be'arvei Shabosois. It makes sense that they have Shabbos. Shezo Mivio Vezo Mivio. That everyone brings very big doughs, because people need to eat for Shabbos, they usually bring a lot of dough to the Quranus. So then it is hafrasha v'mechiyuv al chiyuv, meaning what? There's enough dough here for every woman to have at least 5/4 of flour, which is chayav and chalo. So I say right away, to be mafish chalo, you have enough for each woman. But during the weekday, everybody brings only small pieces of dough. There's not enough shear over here. So I'm not going to allow it to do a fresh challah if there's no chiyuv of challah, because you don't have enough dough. So explains the Gemara. Aval b'chol, during the weekday, tignu b'challah sh'tei niteles min ha-Torah al-Tomei. I'm allowing them to do challah from Torah and Tomei, like we said before, like we learned in previous daf. Quote, what do? They do a fresh challah, and they'll mafish on everything that's there, including the pieces of Tomei. And after all, I'm not doing challah from Tomei and Tomei, because I'm saying that Tomei should not be challah, as we saw in previous daf. Only the Torah is challah and it works for the whole thing that we have over there, including the tummy. V'shaloi min ha-mukof. Another kula they gave him, that you could do a fresh challah, even though it's not everything is connected. Because there are some things that will come later, like the seyer that we mentioned in the previous daf. The east that's coming, it's coming later. Fresh challah works in it, even though it's not here right now. Shema miptur al-chiyuv. But we will allow it. Another kula to say you could do a fresh challah for something which is not chayav and challah. That we didn't allow to do. And continues the Gemara to explain. And now we're going to use here the girsa that Chaim brings, which is the girsa of the Vilna Gaon. So with according to this girsa, we're skipping two lines right now, and we'll come back to these two lines in a moment. Where are we going to? Daf Chof Zayin would be a second line. Says the Gemara. Before you have the entire amount that needs that's chav and chalo, you already do a fresh chalo. Take out the challah right away in the beginning of the process. But once everything connects, now it is chayav and challah. Now there's a gedusha, a chiyuv of challah. So you're doing a fresh challah from ptur on chiyuv. You're doing a fresh challah before there's an obligation, before you have enough shear. And you're doing it, you want it to happen, you want it to be chal once you have kashir. Says the Gemara, that we can't do. So bechoil in the weekday, when you don't have enough flour that's chav and chalo, because the people don't bring such a big amount, you can't do a fashas chal, it's too early. Says the Gemara, no. Omer Rav Yoina, now we're going back to the two lines that we skipped. Omer Rav Yoina lo mistabro de loy bechoil. Meaning, Adirabba, they taught the Quranists not an Erev Shabbos, but during the weekday. Why? So explains Rav Chaim, there's one small change from what we understood in the previous daf, regarding what they told the Quranists. As I remember, in previous daf, we mentioned that they did a fashas challah, and they told them, make sure that when you take a piece of dough, that piece of dough, which is a combination of many doughs of all the women that brought it to this Quranist, you'll do challah out of it only to the piece which is star, not the piece which is tummy. Rabbi Yonah learns differently. Rabbi Yonah learns means, when you do a fashas challah, make sure that fashas challah will be for the dough which is Torah, and not for the dough which is Tomei. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yoino, they try to tell her, don't do a fresh challah from Torah and Tomei. The challah that you're doing, which is Torah, should not be working for Issa, which is Tomei. So you're doing a fresh challah from a challah to Hoyra, on Issa to Hoyra, on dough which is Torah, not on dough which is Tomei. Hi, if you're not doing a fresh challah for the Tomei, what about that part? The answer is, during the weekday, every Issa is very small. Every dough is small. So the part which is tame is so small, I'm assuming it doesn't have a shear. So therefore, I don't have to do a fashas challah for it. Continues Rabbi Yoina, it says, Al be'ev Shabbos, tzvicha lo'im ha'yi ve'atome shebo. But on Erev Shabbos, you do have to say that the Afroshes Chala will be for the Tor and for the Tomei. Because the Tomei part is too big. It's Chav and Chala. I have no choice but to do Afroshes Chala for the Tor and Tomei. And this is what the Gemara explains. Gemara says Lama, that's the second line in this Amud Beis. And we're skipping out what we just read before and going to line number 4. Im oim re'at chutz v'at Tomei shebo. If you're saying that Afroshes Chala will be only for Tor and not for Tomei, Nitzatevil Tomei Mi'urov, using Gears of Abchaim, Bechulim. So then I'll have Tevil, which didn't have a Afroshes Chala, of Tomei, which is combined with the Chulin, which was fixed. But if you're doing a Afroshes Chala for both the Torah and the Tomei, Chulin Tmeimi. So what's going to be the worst thing? You're going to have over here Chulin. Yeah, you have a Tomei together with Tar. But you have Chulin Tmei. It's the Chulin Tmei. It's not Tevil. Loi mutov lehafrish. Now again, give yourself a chaim over here. Loi mutov lehafrish mitor el tome. Isn't it better to do a afroshes chala from Torah and tome, which is not the best thing, but it's not so bad? For loi tevel tome murav bei chulin. I don't want to have tevel tome mixed with the chulin. So to summarize, the Gemara started because the Gemara understood that we spoke about tome, we spoke about the chala itself. Chala itself make the chala Torah don't have chala tome. So Gemara said, what when we speak to the Kohanos, what are we talking about? Erev Shabbos when there's big pieces of dough? Or in Choyl, or during the week when there's small pieces of dough? So the Gemara, during the week, I'm not sure there's enough dough to make a Afroshes Chala on it. So currently, when we said that, we tell the woman, do a Afroshes Chala right away in the beginning, is when we have big pieces of dough and talk about an Erev Shabbos. Because of Yoina, it says, no, you didn't understand well what the Brayis has said, that don't make Chala on Tomei. Doesn't mean don't make the chalo from a dough which is tome. But don't make the chalo on the pieces which are tome. Don't do a fresh chalo for tome pieces. Why don't you do a fresh chalo for tome pieces? The answer is because we assume that tome pieces are very small. That's during the week. But on Erev Shabbos, the pieces are big or large. So of course you do a fresh chalo also on that. How are you doing from Torah al tome? Torah al tome is not so bad. It's something which you're about to make to do a Afroshes Chala from a Torah Latome, so I won't have here any tevel, any mixture of something which is not fixed. But we still have a question, according to Rabbi Yoino, what we said in the beginning of the daf. Aren't you doing maybe a Afroshes Chala from Torah and Chiyuv? If you're doing it during the week, maybe there's not enough shear over here. If there's not enough shear, you're doing a Afroshes Chala too early. So this is what the Gemara is continuing. Omav Shmuel Ba'avdumo. Because as we explained in the previous daf, it doesn't become chala right away. You do a first chala now in the beginning, but you wait for it to become chala only after all the other pieces of dough join in. You wait for it to, in order for this chala to be kadosh, until you have the yeast that joins in and the flour, there's no water in it, you wait till then for it to become kadosh. Because it's kadosh retroactively, meaning it's kadosh, only once everything is done, then it's kadosh back when you did the afrasha. Can afrasha is mechiyav al chiyav. It's considered to be afrasha from chiyav al chiyav. You're right. Even though the actual afrasha, the actual separation of the dough, is the beginning of the process where you don't have enough, but because it's not chal until later, it's considered to be doing afrasha's chala from chiyav al chiyav from a large amount on a large amount. And now, like a Gemara understood in the beginning of the Amud, when you do that afrasha, you don't have enough to be chiyav. So we made it because there'd be a frasha from Ptur and Chiyuv. So the Gemara, no, even though when you do that frasha, you don't have enough. But because it's not chal till later, it's considered to be that you did that frasha in a Chiyuv. So ask the Gemara now. But look at our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned, we have a sentence. We said what? That if there is a piece of flour, a little portion of flour, that did not have enough water, make sure that that portion is not 5/4 of a kaf. Because it is 5/4 of a kaf. So then that is chayav b'chala on its own. And if there's no water that was mixed here in the flour, you can't make a afroshes chala right now. So make sure you don't have that flour, which is 5/4, because then you'll still be chayav b'chala on that 5/4. So the Gemara, lama li b'vat shlo yeshu chamishas yivorim kemach? Why? What's the issue to have 5/4 of flour, which doesn't have water in it? Didn't we learn now by the Kohanos, they said that's not a problem, as we just explained? You can do a Afroshes Chala right now and say it won't be Chala, the Chala will not become Kaddish until later. So it's a year. Do that Afroshes Chala. And even though there is 5/4 of flour which is not, doesn't have water in it, but once the water comes in, the challah will be challah. Says the Gemara, Omar Amatnio Masniso Koidim actually Limdus Akoyanus. Our Mishnah is before they taught the Koyanus. Yes, that solution is a good solution. Two of Rosh's challah, but have in mind that won't be challah until everything is ready. And that's what they taught the Koyanus to do. But our Mishnah was before they taught the Koyanus. So they didn't know to do that. So when they did a fresh, they right away the challah was challah. If it happens right away, the parts that are now ready to do a fresh challah will now yaitse the day chiyuv. So they don't fulfill the obligation of challah. But now that they taught the Koyanus, so now you have a solution. You can do a fresh challah earlier. Hi, there's some pieces here of the dough are now ready. Don't worry, the challah won't be challah until everything is finished, until the process is finished on the entire flour. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Challah Daf Chof Zayin.